sometimes I get the strangest phone calls and even some strange letters and some strange needs, but I have found the Holy Spirit will help you. And I remember one time a man called me and he said he was going to go to prison and he wanted to leave his wife. He had two grown sons and marry another woman before he went to prison. And I said, Lord, help me to have the right answer. So I said to him, are you handsome? Well, no, not really. I said, is this woman young? Yes. I said, are you bald-headed? Yes. I said, are you kind of fat and overweight? Yes. I said, well, why would she want you? You know, and so we got to pray. Now you say, well, I bet he never contacted you again. Yes, he did. He went to prison. He came out okay. And he stayed with his wife and his children are serving God. So, you know, when we get these letters, they are very important to us. And we love to pray for you and love for you to call in for prayer. And today you say, well, you know, I have kind of an emergency. I don't know what to pray. So I love this with Deborah Smith Begay. She has emergency prayers. I remember one time my husband and I were driving someplace and there was a car accident at the side of the road and they didn't want us to stop. But we prayed in the car, and we prayed for healing and help. How do you know what to pray? You say, sometimes your mind just goes blah, blank. That's why I want you to watch today, and that's why I want you to get her book. I'm going to use this book. I mean, it is a very powerful thing for me in my life because people are calling me and talking to me, sometimes even in airports, and I need to know how to pray, and so do you. Stay right there.
We need God's help, and fast. For your gift of $25 or more, we will send you Deborah Pagay's book, Emergency Prayers, God's Help in Your Time of Need. This book offers readers a 911 prayer book for life's many circumstances and needs. Brief, immediate, and heartfelt. These prayers bring God's word to your mind as they lift up your cries for help at home, financial direction, resisting temptation, and guidance with decisions. We'll also send you Marilyn's book, What Every Person Wants to Know About Prayer. Through this powerful book, you'll experience real breakthroughs and discover practical steps to effective prayer. As an added bonus, we'll include Marilyn's new devotional, Time with Him, 365 days of refreshing, peace, and hope in His presence. In this daily Bible reading plan, you'll find direction about what to read every day, key words to meditate upon, and thoughts and insights into each scripture reading. We'll also include the prayer scripture card. Call or click to receive this valuable resource.
Everyone has emergencies, right? But did you know you can win in an emergency? And today we have our special guest, Deborah Smith Pagay, on emergency prayers. Now, you say, well, yeah, I'm in an emergency, but I don't know what to pray. Well, you're going to know. And God is going to speak to you in such a special, special way. So get ready. Are you ready? Are you ready for a miracle? Are you ready to see your emergencies turn into miracles because you know how to pray? You say, I don't know if I'm ready. Well, get ready, honey, because here is Deborah. And to me, Deborah is one of my very favorite guests. If I had you every day, it would be fine.
The feeling is so mutual. I'm so delighted to be here with you, Marilyn.
And this book and all your books are pungent, and they really are where you live. And it's God's help in your time of need.
Yes.
So, Deborah, tell us about that, because honestly, everybody has crises. But they can wipe you out.
They can wipe you out. And I probably want to start with a wipeout story.
Because, well, tell us about a wipeout story.
Well, several years ago, my husband had, he lost three siblings within a 14-month period. And it was just too much. And the last one, that we had his funeral on a Wednesday. And my husband had to have cancer surgery on Friday.
Wow.
Yes. And so I brought him home and my mom took sick on Sunday. And I thought I better keep her in my house because I don't like how she's breathing or whatever. So I was taking her down for breakfast on that following Monday and Wednesday. And she died. She had a heart attack and died.
Oh,
and
Deborah,
it was just,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it was just the most critical time. And I had a book due, and I had a speaking engagement that I couldn't change because I had overbooked myself and canceled them the year before. And it just seemed like it was overwhelming, but I never think overwhelm. And so this is kind of maybe the, one of the basis of the books. I try not to get overwhelmed. I don't like to use that word. We have to learn how to cast the cares before Jesus. And I know that sounds like trite, but I remember going into my garage, Maryland, the night that we were planning the funeral, and I had to do all of that. I planned the funeral, got all the guests there, did the eulogy, all of that, you know, and it was all of this happened within and still met all my deadlines, went to the speaking engagement, did all of that by the grace of God. By the grace of God. But I remember going into the garage that night and I held in my arms and I said, Lord, I just receive your strength. I just receive your strength. That was my emergency prayer. I didn't say, Lord, I can't handle this. I think that's critical in an emergency. We can't say, I can't handle this. You can handle anything. You can handle anything that God allows to come into your way, into your path. And so that was an emergency prayer for me. So I wanted a tool. Now, several people have asked me, why do you teach people to pray in an emergency? You should be teaching them to pray all the time. Well, if I'm teaching you to pray the word,
right.
You can't wait till the last minute to learn the word.
Right,
so
right.
There's got to be something that builds up to being right. able to pray an emergency prayer.
So that's how this is birthed.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah.
Now, I would say to all of you, you have emergencies, right? If you say you don't, you're lying. We'll cast that spirit out of you. But I believe this is a must for you. So call in. Maybe you're in an emergency right now and you need prayer, but also you need to get the book, Emergency Prayers. And Deborah, I feel like books are missionaries.
Yes.
You can pass them on.
You can.
They work while you sleep. And so get the book, but why don't you get two or three? And then you know people who are in an emergency time. And of course, we'd love to pray with you. Now tell us some of the prayers and how this is birthed. Well, I want to know.
Right. And so what we have, Marilyn, here is a listing of prayers. There are over 114 prayers, and they're categorized by spiritual crises, physical crises. And I mean, there are really are crises, like I'm in physical danger or my condition is terminal or my loved one's condition is terminal. But I also have relational prayers. You're on the verge of a divorce and those kinds of things. And school prayers for even school shootings, and I'm afraid, I'm walking in fear of that. But in all of them, Marilyn, there's a common thread. And we got to always put, in an emergency, we got to put God in perspective. Now, what do I mean by that? You have to keep in mind that we see only what we see. And if we limit our faith to what we can do, the extent of our ability, we're going to be feeling like we're going to be overwhelmed by the crisis. I love it. And you're going to help me tell this story. But in Second Chronicles, when Jehoshaphat, when they came to him and said, three strong armies are coming.
Right.
I love that emergency prayer he sent up. He said, first of all, and he began to ask questions. He didn't just immediately pray. The Bible says he feared. But then it's almost as if he came to himself and he says, oh, Lord God, are you not God in heaven? First question, I know you see us. Are you not God in heaven? Rulest thou not over all the kingdoms? That's what he says. He's putting it in perspective.
Exactly.
In your hand is there not power and might so that nobody can withstand you? I love that. You see how he just began to exalt who God was. And that's a key thing. No matter what the crisis is, first of all, God's not running around up there scratching his head like, oh my God.
We're in a crisis.
We're in a crisis.
What am I going to do?
What am I going to do? He always knows what he's going to do. But the fourth question he asked Marilyn, and I encourage people to read this in 2 Chronicles 20, he said, are you not our God? In other words, will you do it for us? And I just begin now in my own life when I have a crisis, I make those declarations instead of questions. I said, oh, Lord God, I know you're in heaven. You rule over everything. In your hand is power and might. Nothing's too hard for you. I know you'll do it for me.
And so you have that prayer in here.
Yes, and it's in the Bible.
Absolutely.
That prayer is in the Bible.
And the word works.
The word works.
You know, I think you've heard me share this. When I was 11, I lived in a little town in Pennsylvania, and God was drawing me. And I said, God, where are you? Are you in the Presbyterian Church? Are you in the Catholic? Where are you? I want to be where you are. He said, I'm in the Word.
Ooh.
And that's what happens when you get the prayer that is the Word.
Yes.
So if you haven't called in with your emergency, and we don't counsel, but we do pray. So call in with any emergency. I don't know what it might be, and we want to pray with you. But also, you got to get the book. And this is a book you'll put by your bedside.
Yes, and a lot of people tell me that they have they've gone to a hospital with people with terminal conditions and just prayed one of the prayers over them, and one person called back and said person was now back to work. It's amazing, because you know what? The word works. That's what I like. When you pray the word, you pray the will of God.
And see, emergency prayers are miracles.
Yes.
They're the opportunity for a miracle.
Yes.
So that's what you were saying. I'm showing you how to pray in your miracle for whatever your crisis is. Right?
Yes. And I have a friend who says, because where there's a crisis, Christ is. And she could say that because she had two children to die in an accident at once. It was just amazing. And if you meet her, she's so full of joy because God carries you through a crisis. And you have to expect that. You see, I think we dread the pain of a crisis or whatever. I think we just got to begin to flow and say, Lord, I know that whatever is going down, you got me.
And see, I think a lot of times we feel betrayed by God in a crisis. Where is God? Well, God is there.
He's there.
But if you know what to pray,
It
is such a blessing.
Yes.
And such a blessing to you. And Deborah, I know you've been in crisis in your life.
Crisis?
A few thousand.
Professional crisis. I've been called upon sometimes to ask something or to answer a question that I just didn't know the answer. I remember once we were in a meeting and we were talking about overhead rates for the upcoming year. And I know the Lord himself said it's going to be a lot higher than they're expecting. And I said, I'm not going to say that because that's way out of the ballpark. And I'm thinking, they said, so what do you think? And I'm like, oh God, I wasn't planning to say anything. And I said, well, I think it's going to be 189. That's a big number when it should be like 125. And everybody's like, no, it came out to be just that. Well, after that, the head man who was in that meeting, he said, nobody can predict those things like Deborah Piquet. I thought to myself, I had no idea what I was talking about.
It's wisdom of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And I know one time I was going to go speak in something and I'm so nervous. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to do? He said, I want you to have fun. What? Have fun. And so I think prayer brings you into a faith relationship when you pray the promise. And what I love about this, you pray the promise that goes with the problem.
Yes.
See, a lot of times we don't know what the promise is that goes with the problem. So we just pray the problem. But
Ooh,
it's
that's
the
so good.
Promise that changes the problem.
Oh, that's so good.
So I want you to call in and I want you to tell us briefly the problem. Then we're going to pray the promise with you that God can do in your problem. And then you're going to get the book and you're going to keep it by your bedside and you're going to pray promises. Now, we're going to be right back. We've just hit the tip of the iceberg. Honey, God has unusual miracles for you. He's going to talk to you. He's going to change you. He's going to transform you. Stay right there.
We need God's help and fast. For your gift of $25 or more, we will send you Deborah Piquet's book, Emergency Prayers, God's Help in Your Time of Need. This book offers readers a 911 prayer book for life's many circumstances and needs. Brief, immediate, and heartfelt. These prayers bring God's word to your mind as they lift up your cries for help at home, financial direction, resisting temptation, and guidance with decisions. We'll also send you Marilyn's book, What Every Person Wants to Know About Prayer. Through this powerful book, you'll experience real breakthroughs and discover practical steps to effective prayer. As an added bonus, we'll include Marilyn's new devotional, Time with Him, 365 days of refreshing, peace, and hope in His presence. In this daily Bible reading plan, you'll find direction about what to read every day, key words to meditate upon, and thoughts and insights into each scripture reading. We'll also include the prayer scripture card. Call or click to receive this valuable resource.
Are you tired? Are you broken? Do you feel far from God? I want you to know that God is a God of forgiveness. He says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This forgiveness is available to anyone, anywhere, at any time. Does this sound too good to be true? Can you imagine a God who loves you, who sent His Son to die for you, and who wants to welcome you into His kingdom of love? This is God's invitation to you today. He loves you and wants to save you. Call out to Him today. Pray now. Ask Him to be the Lord of your life. He is waiting for you. Did you ever look at a mountain of a problem? The doctor says you're going to die, or you've lost all your money, or you're in bankruptcy, or your husband says, I'm leaving you, I don't care a snap about you anymore. And you think, oh my goodness. And we look at the mountain instead of speaking to it.
Yes.
And what I like about your book, Deborah, is that you show us the prayer to pray that moves the mountain.
Well, and because the word moves the mountain.
Exactly.
And
that,
you know, Marilyn, I said, that's going to be your legacy. Because you have taught, and from my early days of the Bible Encounter, which is called something else now, you taught us how to learn the word.
Right.
And so we can declare the word, because there's power in the word. It has life.
Well, and if you speak to the mountain and move it, you get what's on the other
side. I love it. Yes, yes.
And I love this. Emergency prayers
get
you speaking to the mountains in your life and get the reward on the other side.
And I think some people are overwhelmed by the mountain. We limit it because we can't see over it. But I like the fact that you're bringing that out. There is another side to the mountain.
Yeah, that's why you're talking to it.
Yes.
Because you're going to get what's on the other side. But how do you talk to it?
Yes.
And so these emergency prayers tell us how to move our mountain, right?
Yes.
But get what's on the
other side. Get what's on the other side.
Tell about some of these prayers.
Well, and I want to talk about even at the Red Sea when Moses was standing there, and, you know, that was a crisis.
I guess.
You know, and at one point God says, just stop praying. just get moving.
Yeah.
You know, because we do something and God does something. I always say we do the natural, He does the supernatural.
Right.
Because we're in partnership with Him. And we have to remember that. Always put it in perspective. Say, God, I know You can. Start with that. I don't care how big the facts are. Because you see, mountains are very real.
They
are. Sometimes reality can come and sabotage our faith. And that's where we got to be careful. But that's why I like when Abraham, the Bible says, he didn't consider, when God says, you're going to have a son, the Bible says he didn't consider those facts, the fact that his body was dead. He didn't consider the fact that his wife's body was dead as well. It says, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And I think the first thing you need to do in a crisis is, Lord, I want to thank You. Because I know You're up to something.
Oh, sweet.
I want to thank You. I give glory to God. Because whatever is happening, it's going to work together for my good. Marilyn, that has been my salvation. That's why I'm still saying today.
Yeah.
I just believe that everything is going to work. Ultimately, somehow, somewhere,
it's going to work out
for my good.
And she tells you what prayers to pray. So you say, well, I'm in a crisis. You know, my children are a mess. They're the pits. And, you know, now my health, I got a bad report about my health. And I got a bad report about a whole lot of things. And so you're looking at your bad reports. But I want you to get the book and look at the good reports that you pray. You know, God gives promises that fit problems.
Yes.
So we want you to call in and we're going to pray with you, not counsel you. But you've got to have this, emergency prayers. And I told Deborah, I think this is her best book, and I like a lot of your books.
Thank you.
But this is where the rubber meets the road.
It really is, and it's actually my second best-selling book, believe it or not.
I can believe that.
And Marilyn, I had a medical crisis once, and it was serious. And it happened at the wrong time, because the Lord had just led me to leave my job, comfortable job that I love, and go out and speak and write full-time. And then I developed a condition where I ended up having to have brain surgery. Yeah. And I could be talking to you before I had the surgery and I would just shut down and I couldn't move my lips. Like, I have to talk like this. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to have brain surgery. You know, because something could go wrong. And they tell you all the things that could go wrong. And I'm thinking, I could come out of this not talking and God just called me out to speak. I'm thinking, well, then I'm going to speak. So I would show up at places before I had the surgery. Didn't know if I was going to be able to complete the message or anything, because I never knew when that pain was going to grab me and just arrest me. Yeah. And I said, you know what, God, I'm going to show up anyway. I'm just going to believe You and put You on the spot. And, you know, once I had to fill my mouth with sponges because I couldn't move my lips like that without it being too painful. They said it was one of the most painful diseases known to man. And God sustained me. I had the surgery and came out talking like this.
And how long ago?
This was in 2006.
And here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are with you speaking,
yes.
writing,
yeah.
opportunities that won't yeah. stop.
And it shocked the doctors. Another doctor came in who didn't do the surgery, but my follow-up, and he said, I need you to read this list as fast as you can. And I read it so fast, and he was like, he looked at the chart, and he said, now you did have the surgery. I didn't tell him I talk fast anyway.
See, what she did is she took the promise
yes.
that went to the problem. She spoke to the mountain with the promise.
Yes.
She didn't talk about the mountain. She spoke to it. And
yes.
look what you got.
Yes.
Look what you got.
You get God's results. You just got to do it. You just got to stand out there on faith and not, and let, and listen, cast down those imaginations, because your mind can work against you, especially if you're a highly logical person. Really, if you're
oh,
really
yeah.
logical and you can figure things out, you know, you're just going to limit God. You're going to figure him all the way down to the level of your problem that you can see. And so sometimes I'll just say, brain, stop. I'm not considering those facts. I'm just going to be strong in the word. I'm going to decree the word. The Bible says you shall decree a thing and it'll be established. I believe that. Now, that's way out there for some people, like, oh, no, that's not for everybody. I mean, I've had people who are high in the faith realm, supposedly, you know, in Christendom, to say, that's now don't overpromise. That's not what I'm like. I believe the word.
Too late to tell
Too
me
late.
Not to.
Too late.
It's been working too long since I was 23. I started speaking the word. And now
yes.
I'm going to be 87.
Yes.
And you're going to tell me it doesn't work, honey. Too late. But what I did is what's in this book.
Yes.
And what you have put in this book is what you have done.
I've done it.
And so you have the lifestyle
yes.
to go with it.
And people will wonder why you have the joy. It's
yeah.
like, where's that coming from?
Yeah.
Like, what's the secret to that? The word.
The word is the joy. Now, you need to call in. And again, we like to pray with you. And so, you know, you can tell us. We're not going to take a long time for counseling, but tell us and then let us pray with you and then get the book. Or I say books are missionaries. They work
yeah.
while you sleep.
Yeah.
So get five or six of them and pass them around. We give people candy, make them fat. We give them flowers. They will give them something that transforms. That is so key.
Yes.
So tell us about some of the prayers in here.
Okay. So let me just tell you.
Yeah, please.
I'm going to give you a sort of a list. Prayers for emotional crisis. It's just I'm having thoughts of suicide. You know, suicide is in the news a lot these days.
I know.
Because people don't have any hope.
I know.
Hope is in the word. Life can
right.
never be hopeless. There's always another opportunity. So there's a prayer in there for that. Even if you're consumed with envy or guilt is tormenting you, that's a crisis.
Right,
you know, if
is.
You can't go forward because you're feeling so guilty. I read a scripture the other day, and I can't remember exactly where it was, but it says, when the sin has been forgiven, no more sacrifice is required. You can stop sacrificing your joy on the altar of guilt if you just decide, you know, God, I thank you for your forgiveness. I thank you for your faithfulness, and I receive that. And so for every problem you could potentially have in these major areas, God has a promise for it that you can pray in your crisis, just like David did, just like Hezekiah, when God said, you're going to die, all of that. God says, I got you covered.
And see, this is what I love, Deborah. This is where we all live.
Really?
I mean, this isn't way up there.
No.
But this also tells you how to overcome secular thinking.
Yes.
You know, because you have people who say to you, well, what makes you think you can do that? You know, well, I'll tell you what makes me
yes.
think I can do that.
Right.
The word makes me think.
And mine is working. People will say, well, I'm not sure. I say, well, it works for me. I'm not going to shove it down your throat, but this works for me. I have joy.
Exactly. And the promise
yes.
is what gives you the joy.
Yes.
So when you wake up in the morning and you pray what the promise is,
yes.
you have joy throughout your day.
Yes.
And so maybe you're waking up and thinking, oh, brother, another day? No, another miracle time. And you can pray promises for that day that can just be transformational. Now, Deborah, I love you. I guess you know that. I've
you.
Known you a long time, and I know how these promises work.
You do.
And I've seen them work in nations, and I've had so many people tell me, well, you can't do it. You're a woman. Really?
Yeah.
And, you know, and you're an old woman now.
I love how you defy those facts.
Yeah. The Bible says I can do all things through Christ who
yeah.
strengthens
yes.
me.
Yes.
So what do I say?
Yeah.
What people are saying? or what he says. So this is a really wonderful time for us. And I want to thank you for being on this program and giving us this book for emergency prayers.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Now, see, I like to use it because I'm a pastor's wife.
Yes.
And I like to pass it on. So I want to say that to you. Call in today, give your prayer requests, and honey, pass it on.
Together, we are impacting thousands of lives with the truth, compassion, and power of God's Word. By becoming a partner with Marilyn and Sarah Ministries, you'll share in bringing God's miracles and healing to the sick, experiencing a deep love for the Bible, and taking the gospel to the nations. When you become a $30 a month partner, we'll send you our welcome gift package, which includes the Jehovah Rapha oil vial with oil prayed over by Marilyn and Sarah, the Key to More Miracles book, the Majesty coffee table book featuring beautiful representations of the names of God, and more. Sign up today as an easy gift partner, and we'll also send you the beautiful inheritance devotional. Call or click today to become a partner and help Marilyn, Sarah, and Isabel cover the earth with the Word and connect everyone to the heart of God.
There are always people who will tell you what you can't do. But Deborah, I like you believe God can do anything.
Because He said it.
He said it and He does it.
Yes.
And you're going to pray right now
Absolutely.
For those who are out there. And I want you to enter into this prayer knowing that God can do anything. So please pray.
Father God, we just thank you, Lord, because first of all, your word tells us that when we come to you, we must believe that you are and that you are a rewarder, those who diligently seek you. We come seeking your face today, Lord. First of all, for our spiritual needs, we want to love you. We want to love you with all of our hearts. And so, Lord, help us to have a passion for your word. A passion for prayer. And Lord, we hold up every need before you today. We hold up physical needs. We know that you are a healer. We know that you have the last word. We believe your report. And Lord, we pray for those emotional needs. There may be someone who's considering suicide today. Give them hope. Send someone across their path, Father, who can declare your word and give them the light that belongs only to you. And Lord, we pray today also for financial needs. We know that all the cattle are yours on 1,000 hills. And we just know that you can give us all that we need. And Lord, we pray for relationships, for broken relationships. We pray, Lord, we pray right now that you would cause everything to work together for our good and show yourself strong in every situation. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Have you called us? Have you gotten the book? Hey, you need to do it. Let God give you a miracle life.